All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate it very much. It's that time of the week where we do a car review. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so I drove a different car, and for maybe for some reasons that folks may not think of, and that is a 2025 Honda Civic. This is their four-door sport touring model, but it's a little bit different than in years past because for the first time, this has got the hybrid in it, Dad, which gives you, let me get it right, 50 and 47 miles per gallon for an average of 49. So we're going to call it 50 because that's about what I average between highway and city driving. And so some of you are going to say, well, Richard, why is that revolutionary? Well, it's not revolutionary, folks, but for the Civic, it's new because the Civic was redone. Oh, let me pull up my notes here, Dad. I believe the Civic was redone back in 2022. And so this is, they've now added a hybrid, Dad, which really just further, I'll just say, further puts this car kind of towards the top of this class, right? Civics have dominated this segment for a long time. And well, some people would say maybe not dominated, Dad, but they've really succeeded and really done well in this segment for a long, long time. And this is just further going to do that. They put some new technology in it. It's actually got quite a bit of room for being a sedan. And even with the hybrid technology, if you're a little bit, if you're over 6 foot, it may be a little bit hard pressed if you're a passenger, because there's not quite as much flexibility as far as that goes, Dad.
Okay.
But outside of that, it is a great vehicle in the sense of it's the drivability. I mean, does it have the performance that some of the other models do? No, but again, Dad, you're going to be able to go, like I said, I mean, darn near, I think, 450 miles or so on a tank of gas in a sedan, which is really, really great. Now, obviously, it's going to depend on how you drive and the tank size and things like that. But like I said, again, you're averaging 50 miles, nearly 50 miles per gallon. And as far as the creature comforts go, I could, you know, bore everyone with it. It's got enough soft touch materials in that. And for the price point, which let me give that to folks really quick, as it tested, Dad, $32,845. So just over $30,000. I don't know what some of the incentives and some of the other things are on it right now. But I would just encourage folks, Dad, if you're in the market for, again, I guess, maybe this is an entry-level sedan, right? Because that's kind of what the average price on these are now. And I think, again, if you're looking for kind of to maximize that fuel economy, this is something that you and I have talked about for years now, which is the hybrid class of vehicle kind of goes unnoticed at times, right? It kind of gets overshadowed by the EV counterpart, when really, I think for a lot of people, the hybrid works phenomenal because, you know, especially at low speeds, and maybe it doesn't have to turn on that engine. So maneuvering on a parking lot, in and out of your garage, you may actually not have that engine activate until it's needed. And that's a really great feature for this car. And overall, I was just impressed with it. It's got some new tech features as a part of it. It's got a multi-view camera system. And again, I guess I would say maybe the only downside to it is it doesn't quite have the performance that some of the other vehicles do in the class. But again, I also don't know if you're purchasing this vehicle for the performance aspects of it. And so overall, Dad, I was very pleased with this vehicle. And you've driven Civics in the past, and it's actually one of your, I'm wrong, one of your more favorite sedans.
That's a great car. I mean, they've done a great job as time has gone by. Like a lot of other vehicles, that car has grown. In other words, it's gotten larger as time goes by. I can remember all the way back in the day when my brother owned one of the original small Civics, where you talk about putting a 6 foot plus tall person in it. They were really tight. So they have grown over time, rightfully so, by the way. I'm not opposed to that. I think they should have. And as time has gone by, they've done a good job of that. And they've made it really nice. Well, you know, again, people would probably say that that's not considered a luxury sedan. Although I will tell you, Richard, the soft touch materials and the way they've done that car, no, it's not a luxury sedan, but it's not one that used to be made back in the day either. Not only have they grown it in size, they've grown it in the material and how they make the car, how it feels, all of that. It's a very, very comfortable, and compared to what they used to be, luxury sedan.
Absolutely, and I real quick, I just looked it up to make sure. I was short out of my 450 miles. They actually say it's about 500 to 520 miles, depending on how you drive it on a full tank. And so, again, folks, for those of you that maybe only, again, you maybe drive 50 miles a day, which, honestly, depending on where you live, and I know for Colorado that's not a lot for here in Colorado because we're a little bit more spread out than a lot of people are, but it may not matter to you, Dad. And so, but like you say, it's got a lot more soft touch materials, a lot more luxury materials than you might think. And by no means are we calling this a luxury sedan, Dad. Absolutely not. However, it will surprise you, especially if you haven't seen the redesign, folks, and the more aggressive kind of the slopes and the angles that they've put on it. It's a really great-looking car and something that kind of catches your eye going down the road in a great way, because you're like, man, that car looks, honestly, it looks more expensive than it is, and that's always a great thing to have. So I encourage folks, check this out, especially if you're in kind of in the market, whether you're in an urban environment, as far as, you know, car seats and such go. I can fit some booster seats in the back. You may be hard-pressed on some of those rear-facing seats, but as always, we encourage you to check them out yourself. Get your friends, get your family in it. Put those car seats in it at your local Honda dealer. I'm sure they'll let you do that. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.